Hey guys, welcome back to the Joe Tosti Sales and Marketing Training Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Tosti. Hey guys, I'm really, really excited for tonight's podcast. I'm going to be bringing this right from Napoleon Hill's Grow Rich with Peace of Mind. You are probably familiar with Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. This is one of his other books, Grow Rich with Peace of Mind. And I have seven insights that I'm going to dive into. And one of the reasons why I actually really, really like this book, and actually I think I first read it when I was 15, maybe 16, and I've had it since then, was I always believed that I was capable of doing more than other people thought I was capable of doing. And I actually believe that from, I think probably from like the first day. So, I mean, I grew up on a poor block in California. Single mom, sister, things like that. And one of the things that I learned was that, you know, people would tell me things like, you're never going to leave this block, and you're just not that smart, and XYZ, whatever excuse, however people want to label you for where you live. But I always firmly believe that I was always capable of more, regardless of what the current circumstance was. And that's going to be very critical for your success in whatever area you are in life right now, because you have to believe in the heart of hearts, in your mind, that whatever you're facing today, it just pales in comparison to the larger vision of where you're going. And you know that you are capable, and that you are blessed, and that you are firmly on the right path, even when no one else believes in your vision. Okay. And that vision will change over time, but what's important to understand is that you have the ability to move your life forward outside of all of the noise and fears that other people are trying to place on you. So the title of this podcast is Know Your Mind, Live Your Life Today. And why I want everyone to start knowing their mind so they can actually start living their life, and I'm taking part of this from chapter one of the book, which I really love, is when you know your mind and you know your soul, and you just know who you are, other people, you will pretty soon, like when you're firm in that, other people will not be able to affect you. You know, when people are calling you names, when people are treating you poorly, when, you know, you get into bad relationships because you base your self-worth and everything that you believe about yourself on this other person, or this other person is feeding you the wrong information. Like, you just need to understand that you are a loved person, and that no one needs to treat you that kind of way. And what's important is when we start to know ourselves, we realize that we are capable of doing so much more than what we limit ourselves to. And every day I talk to people and they limit themselves. They always, always limit themselves. I don't know why people limit themselves. It's probably one of the most frustrating things. I have family members that limit themselves. Everyone has something that they say, you know what, I can't do it, or so-and-so told me I wasn't capable, or the school system told me I was a poor in whatever subject area, or, you know, in the last relationship I was scarred because this person said this, and, you know, I was fired from this job because my boss told me this, or X, whatever it is. Like, everyone's going to have stuff. But when you start to realize that, you know what, I can develop a mindset for me to keep moving forward, and I can start to live my life in a way that is the vision that I see, but understanding that most people will not see the vision you have in your head, it will take time to manifest. It will take time to manifest. And in my own life, you know, only very early now is it starting to manifest, because when you grow up in a community of people, they have labeled you. They've labeled who you are. They've labeled what they think you're capable of. And I won't say, I try not to use expletives, but expletive to whatever the other people are saying, because it's so messed up when people try and label you for, you know, 30 seconds of a conversation they have with you. And so we want to get away from labeling people ourselves, but we also want to move away from, you know, when that person labeled me, but they actually have no idea what I'm capable of, and I'm capable of greatness. So I'm going to be great. I'm going to strive for greatness. I'm going to start working towards this no matter what. And that's going to be the foundation of these 7 short insights that I have for you guys today. So number 1 is, never believe you don't have what it takes. Never believe. So number 1, never believe you don't have what it takes. So, you know, growing up as in my own life, you know, and this is just a mantra I have for myself. I always believed I was capable of doing more. But a lot of times, you know, maybe we don't have that spirit, or we've been knocked down. And I've been knocked down in my life, right? Not knocked out, but I've been knocked down. And I've been knocked down pretty hard a couple times. There's a time in my life where, you know, I ran out of money and I was almost homeless on the streets in Chicago. And there are times where, you know, during the financial crisis, like I couldn't get some student loans signed. And so I had to leave university. Like, everyone has stuff where, you know, like you feel like you're trugging along and then life just punches you in the face, right? So, you know, people pass away, people get sick, you know, friends are doing things that they shouldn't be doing, unhealthy things. So there's a number of things that happen in life that really can affect us. And so on our own level, we really need to believe that, you know, we have what it takes to be successful. And I'm not just talking about money right now, because money is a part of it. Now, money is very important. And some people will lie to themselves and say money is not important. And they are lying. they are stupid and they're lying. Because the reason why money is important, by the way, is because when I was broke, let me tell you, when I was broke, not having money, it wasn't fun. It wasn't fun borrowing money. It wasn't fun, you know, not being able to afford anything. You know, I grew up and my mom couldn't afford Taco Bell for us. And I remember a situation with a friend that's like deeply scarring, and where it was, you know, we'd go out and, you know, I'm just a kid. I'm maybe under 10. And she can't even pay the mom that I went out with $5. And my mom is crying, and, you know, and so I have so many of those like financial stories in my head. And so I'm like, I cannot live like this. My family can't live like this. I'm getting out of this. I got to break the cycle for this. So, you know, I always believe that. And for some people, you know, when we want to be, we're striving for success, that, you know, they want to make it not about money, but part of it is about money. Now, money only comes after you have the right mindset and perspective on how to really live life, right? So like, the foundation for me isn't money. Well, what I'm striving after, the foundation for me is like, I want to be great in a lot of different areas, right? So for me, it's my relationship with Jesus. It's my relationship with my soon to be wife. It's my relationship with my friends, like, so my coworkers, the business I'm starting, the other business, like there is so much that I'm striving for. So I have to believe that I have what it takes to be successful, even when people don't see it. And I have a mentality, it's not me against the world, but it's sort of me against the world. It's me and the, I don't give a crap about what your opinion says. I'm going to go after this and I'm going to make this happen. And you have to have that mentality, because people, whether you believe it or not, are so critical in this world. Nobody wants to see you succeed. It's actually really a sad story, but most people I talk to, they don't want to see you succeed. They want to be critical. They want to take shots at you. So what I want to express is, you have to believe you have what it takes in your heart. And then, actually, bonus for number 1 is, if you believe you have what it takes, there are some times where you will actually be so down, you will not believe that you have what it takes. But in those moments, that's why you have a partner to help lift you up, right? So I didn't always have a partner, but, you know, but she believes in me. She always believes in me, always believes in what I'm capable in. And so, you know, 99% of the days, like, my belief factor is, like, maxed out on myself. But there are days where things are hard, right? And so that's when she really steps in and just continues to affirm that. So that's number one. Number two, adversity is coming. Okay. Throughout my entire life, all I've seen is adversity. Now, I hate adversity. I don't like pain. I'm like, I run away from that. Now, what I've learned is adversity, as much as it's painful and I don't want to deal with it and things like that, what's nice about adversity is the more and more adversity you get, the more and more numb towards adversity you become. And as you become numb towards adversity, you can start to realize that, you know what, I can overcome this. I can overcome that. I've seen this before. It's not going to be the end of the world. You know, when you start thinking about, man, I overcame this, like, starting this or doing this it's easy, right? You know, and so depending on, you know, you can lean on what you overcame. I mean, if you came to America and you didn't speak English and you were starting a business, I mean, and you learned English, you came from, you know, maybe you left your family and there's an entire story there and you're like first generation, or maybe it's first generation college student, like, there's so much adversity that you had to overcome by the time you even get to, you know, maybe starting a business or working on something else. Like, it almost pales in comparison to the adversity that, you know, you faced when you were younger. And so for me, some of that adversity was I grew up, I didn't have a father. So he left on my 5th birthday. And, you know, I learned early on that, you know, I had a mom and a sister, but I have anyone writing a check for me. So I had to learn how to figure things out for myself, and I didn't have anyone guiding me. And, you know, it was rough. It was frustrating, but I learned over time that I started to become more resourceful than my friends. I started to learn that I was more capable of tackling challenges and problems and bouncing back and fighting back. And so where life will punch other people who are not used to adversity, and they will be nearly knocked out, or they will ask, you know, why? And, you know, adversity is coming, you know, and in Santa Barbara, people have had their homes flooded, you know, and people have had their possessions, you know, destroyed. And some people have actually lost children, which has been very, is very, very sad. But, and I've never lost a child, so I can't relate on that level. But on the level of possessions and things like that, I can relate, because I've been in a position where I've had to sell off everything I had just to eat when I was younger, and I didn't have a job, and I was living in Chicago. And so for me, it's not that I don't have sympathy, but what I realized is that when I was walking on the streets of Chicago at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I met a homeless guy who in a fire had lost his family and his house and things like that, I realized how blessed I was. And just because, you know, I'm hungry and, you know, I don't have a job, I realized that I was truly blessed just with the friends I have and the intrinsic stuff. And I realized that this temporary situation for that moment in time would not last forever. Okay. So that's what you have to realize, that it's just not going to last forever. And so on this, you know, overcoming adversity, things like that, you know, in Santa Barbara, again, so people have lost their homes and people have lost other things. What those people need to understand is that, you know what? Yeah, it sucks, but you know what? I have my family. My children are still alive. My spouse is still alive. Or I was wealthy enough to fly out of Santa Barbara and go and stay in a 5-star hotel or whatever hotel in a different city, right? So material things can always be replaced, but the intrinsic, that the spirit that lives inside of you, that cannot get destroyed. And so that's what I want to preach to you guys tonight about overcoming adversity, and that adversity is coming. is that if you possess a spirit that, you know what, it's coming, but you know what, I'm gonna tackle this, and you know, it's you know, the Lord is with me, and I'm moving forward. Like, it does not matter that, I mean, adversity is coming, and it comes in different seasons, right? Not every day in life is so hard, but when you realize this, that you have a spirit within inside of you that's going to fight against the pain that is coming, you're going to start to really live life, because you're going to continue to grow, and you're going to continue to accept that there are going to be challenges in life. Okay, so number three, set a definite goal. So I like this. So setting a definite goal, and I'm going to talk about also setting definite targets, because it's really hard to say, I want to change my life. And a lot of people say that. I want to change my life. I want to learn something new. I want to travel the world. I want to do X, Y, Z. But at the end of the day, those phrases and those thoughts are dreams. And they're not really goals, right? And so we need to be very specific about what we want to be doing, right? We want to be very, very specific about how much money we want to start to make. We want to be very specific about the timeline in which we want to start to tackle how we are going out and going to get some of these goals. So, example, for me, it wasn't, I want to travel to Europe, or I want to travel to Europe at some point in my lifetime, right? At some point I had to say, you know what, on August 29th, 2016 to September 14th, 2017, you know, I booked plane tickets here, and here, and now that I've done this, this has become a reality, right? Or I want to make XYZ, or I want to close a deal. The deal size is maybe $500,000. I want to close this $500,000 deal this quarter, which is going to end on March 31st, 2018, right? So there's a very specific timeline in my head of what I need to do, right? And then taking that goal, and what really makes it tangible is taking the goal and then placing it on your calendar, right? Because whether you believe it or not, just because you write down your goal 10 times a day doesn't mean anything. The real secret to success is taking the goal and placing it on your calendar, because we all have 24 hours in a day. And at some point, you need to place what your dream is, and what your goals are, and what the targets are that you have, need to end up on your calendar, right? They need to end up, because when you look at it, it starts to become really real. What are you going to give up in order to achieve this goal? So I am shooting this podcast right now. I am trying to push out content for this online business, right? I'm trying to continue to have people be exposed to me, to the message I have, that I can help them, right? Like, I know sales, I know marketing, I know design, and I can help you transform your business, right? But if I don't shoot content, you will not know who I am. And so you may say, okay, so you're shooting this, and what are you giving up right now? So I'm giving up, right? So I scheduled this on my calendar, and I'm giving up right now. I'm giving up the Super Bowl. And I love sports. So I am a diehard sports fan. I love basketball as my favorite, but I love just competition in general. So whether it's soccer, you know, championships, or whether it's the Super Bowl, or things like that, I absolutely just love it. So I'm giving up the Super Bowl right now and to shoot this podcast, because I believe that, you know, I can maybe watch the last 3 minutes of the Super Bowl if I'm done working, but this is more important in achieving my long-term goal of what, as far as me building this business and building a tribe of people that I can connect with, that I can pour into, that I can invest with in their businesses, that are not only going to change their business, but it's going to change the lives of the people who are owning those businesses, for the employees and other people that they have. So when we're setting definite goals, it's going to be hard, because we need to face the reality of our calendar. But as long as we attach a specific number and time frame, and we're writing it down, and we're aware of it throughout the day, we're going to hit our goal, okay? One last example for setting a definite goal is, I'm actually running the LA Marathon on March 18th, and I will tell you that in or that I have a training plan, and it is very specific. It's very specific that I run X amount of miles on a day. And if I don't run those miles on that day, then what's going to happen is I know I've not succeeded. Okay. And I know I haven't succeeded because there's a definite target, right? To run 12 miles. Well, if I don't run the 12 miles, then I realize that there's a problem, right? So, and I've got to run the 12 miles on February 3rd, 2018. And so when I realized that, I realized, okay, so at some point I need to fit in 12 miles there. I know it's going to take me about 2 hours to maybe run those 12 miles. I don't know. I'm not doing the math on this, but I'm just making it up. And what I've started to realize is that, okay, so I've got to fit that time in, and then I've got to shower, and then maybe, you know, I got to do yoga because I got to stretch out because I'm going to be really stiff. So like that starts to affect your calendar, and I got family life I got to bring in, and I'm working, and I know I'm going to be extra tired because I ran that much. So when we set goals, they're going to start to transform how our calendar looks. And we're going to have to start giving up mindless stuff like, you know, scrolling up and down Facebook and other social media and things like that. So, okay, number four, challenge your mind. So what do I mean by number four, challenge your mind? I mean asking why not. So a lot of people, you know, when they place limits on themselves, I want to ask, like, why not? And one example I have is, and I have a ton, but one specific example I have is I had a friend who, she went to go take a test for grad school, and she didn't do well in the math section. So she couldn't go on to actually get into grad school and things like that. And so she said, you know, I guess it's just not in the cards for me. Or I guess, you know, God has different plans for me. And people who believe in God do that all the time. It's actually sort of a really funny thing. They'll say, you know, I guess God just designed it this way. And so part of me is thinking to myself, interesting. Well, I wonder if that's true. So I'll ask, well, why not? So why do you believe that? Why do you believe? Well, I did horrible on the math section of this test. Okay. How much time did you put to study in for this test? I didn't study for the math section at all. What? I'm like, you've got to be kidding me right now. So you're telling me that you put in zero effort to study for the math section, and now you believe that God is telling you that you are not worthy to go to grad school. Like, that's crazy, right? So what we want to start to do is we want to start to ask, you know, why not? Like, why can't I do this? Of course I could go to grad school, right? All I need to do is I need to start studying, right? I need to start hustling. I need to start focusing. I need to start learning. I might need to take the test 3 times, but that doesn't mean that, you know, it's not for me, right? So when we talk about, you know, challenging our mind and asking why not, when we're reaching for a goal and once the thought comes in, like, I don't deserve this, it's not for me, ask why not. And most people are comfortable actually living a substandard life. And for me, like, I'm like, I want to be a millionaire. I want to be even maybe even a multimillionaire. $1 billion, I don't necessarily strive for $1 billion. I just don't have it in me. Multimillion, I definitely do. Billion, I just don't, partly because I think, you know, I don't really want to make the sacrifice, you know, to become a billionaire. Maybe that's a wrong thought in my head, but based on the amount of effort that I see running businesses and things like that, I'm like, okay, if I can do multi-million, I'm feeling pretty awesome, sort of balancing everything across the thing. And I have other goals that aren't just money related. So to me, striving for money in the like billion range doesn't make sense, but hey, multi-million, I'm really good with that. So I want to ask, you know, so people, you know, asking like, why not? Or even people who are struggling with debt, like, they'll say, I'll never get out of it. And you ask, why not? And they say, I only make $50,000 or I only make $30,000 a year. And I say, well, have you thought about starting a business? No, I would never do that. Well, why not? You're really great at, you know, music. You should create an online music course and sell that. No, that's not for me. Well, why not? Have you started exploring? Stop limiting yourself to other people cutting you a paycheck and start thinking in creative ways of how I can start to go get the resources that I need in order to live the life that I want. Okay. Number five, success consciousness. So what is success consciousness? This is waking up every single day and going to bed every single day knowing that you have this success mindset in your head. Like, I know when I'm waking up, I'm going to be successful today. I know when I'm going to bed that I'm going to be successful today. I know when I'm working on the right activities, I'm going to be successful, right? So there's an element of faith evolve in the work, in the type of work that I'm doing, but we must understand that the success mindset is going to be so critical in order for us to really, really take off. And this is going to tie into number six too, which is you have no limitations, right? And going back to the why not, like, again, we talk about people and ourselves, and we really need to be self-aware of what limitations am I placing on myself? Because if we realize, you know what, I don't have any limitations, let's start to break down like what I can start doing. What are things I can start experimenting with? People are too scared to go out and just try something. Like, just go do it and see what happens. But a lot of times we let fear stop us. And for me, one of the biggest successes in my life was my ability to overcome my fear in prospecting for new business. I used to be terrified of going to go knock on a door. And now I kick that sucker down. I don't have to go knock on a door anymore because I moved up market to sell to larger deal sizes. So I no longer knock on a door, but I have the spirit, the just champion spirit of basically I can knock on any door, get a decision maker that I need to talk to and start that conversation. I don't know if it's going to turn into anything, but I know I can start to get answers to what I'm looking for by just simply going and, you know, asking, seeking, knocking, from, you know, that from the Bible, asking, seeking, knocking, and you will get it. And so I learned that. And so I learned that I'm going to go bust that door down and I'm going to go get what I want. And too many of us are too fearful and we let limitations hold us back. We let fear hold us back. And I love this quote by Jack Canfield, and it's sort of this mantra that I have for people right now and even myself. Because we all face fears, right? Even today, I have certain fears about things. But everything, what Jack Canfield says, is everything that you want is on the other side of fear. And it is 100% true. I see what people want, and I see the fear that stands in their way. And everything that that person wants, everything that Joe Tosi wants, is right on the other side of fear. And so all you need to do, and all I need to do, is get on the other side of fear and to realize that fear is nothing more than false expectations appearing real. So you might want to write that down. Maybe you're driving. If you're like me, I take out the Apple Notes and when I'm listening to podcasts, things like that. But you will want to write down that fear is false expectations appearing real. Okay, and then number seven, build spiritual defenses within the castle of your mind. So I love this too, right? So we basically, this is the culmination of everything we've talked about tonight. And everything we've talked about is building these defenses spiritually in our mind that whatever's going to try and rock us, we are going to be firmly planted. We are going to have a fortress, and that when the ground starts to shake, we are not going to move. We're not wavering. We're not breaking. Maybe we bend, but we're not breaking. And so spiritually, it isn't so much about the body as it is about the mind, right? Because mentally, that's where the game is won or lost. So however you want to think about it, at the end of the day, it begins and ends in your mind. And if you believe in God, then what you believe is going to start, it's going to start in your mind, right? And then if you believe in success, if you believe in other things, if you believe that you want to be great, if you want to believe that you want to be phenomenal in the different areas of your life, it's going to begin in your mind. And people are going to try and sabotage you. People are going to have some negative mindsets, negative attitudes, and things like that. And as long as you have your defenses up, your spiritual defenses, it will not affect you. You basically will just look at the person and you will have the wisdom to know, you know what? I don't need to respond a certain way because, you know, I empathize. I understand this person doesn't understand what it takes to be successful, and they're letting fear and their negative attitude, and they're trying to pour that out onto me, but I don't need that. So, hey guys, that's number 7, building spiritual defenses in the castle of your mind. Know your mind, know your life. Some insights. Hope you guys love tonight's podcast, and really looking forward to jumping into the next one with you. Thanks.